My name is Samuel Amen. I am 13 years old.
My name is Marquise Carter. I am 17 years old. We interviewed
Justin Peaks.
Justin Peaks.
On June 13th, 2018.
I grew up on Alameda Street, right by Bergwin Elementary. My mama still lives on Renova Street. Matter of fact, half the people in this neighborhood still know my mama. I went to Bergwin Elementary. I lived in this neighborhood all my life. And the only time we ever came to St. Stephen's was in the parking lot behind here. They used to have a carnival every year. They had like a bouncy house and like games and stuff like that. And of course, as neighborhood kids, this was our time to shine. We came down here looking good. We was dressed all nice, trying to see what girls was here and stuff like that. But Bergwin Elementary, right up the hill, which is now the Propel Hazelwood, that's the school I went to. When we were kids, we literally walked everywhere in Hazelwood. If we didn't walk, we rode a bike. And we went through every street, every alley. We knew every part of Hazelwood. If you've ever been up the Bergwin Field, all right, there used to be a hole in the fence, and they fixed it since then. But there's a path that goes from Bergwin Field down to Renova Street. It was called the Woody Way. Everybody knows the Woody Way. We were the kids that you could run down the Woody Way in the middle of the night with no lights whatsoever and not fall. Because we walked it and we ran it so many times. I've seen people fall down the Woody Way, and it's not cute. It's definitely bad if you fall down the Woody Way, because you're going to hit everything and you're going to get balled up. We grew up before technology took over. Like, there was no email. There was no text messages. You know, we had pagers, and that was like late in the 90s where we got pagers. But if we wanted to know if someone was home, we had to walk to the house, knock on the door and say, "Hey, is Fred home? Can he come out?" And then they'd be like, "No, he's up, but you know, he was up top." All right, cool. We'll walk up there. Like, we will walk around the neighborhood till we found people. We used to go down to Dairy Mart and we'd get our little candy, or we'd go down below the tracks and we'd hit up Uncle Larry's and get a wedgie. We would go down to Miss Sue's store, get some penny candy. We'd be down below the tracks of the baseball field if there was a game. We used to do stupid stuff though all the time. Like, there was always that one person in a group where we'd be walking past a house that has like a dog, and the dog's barking at us. And then they would stay behind and then open the gate and let the dog out. And then now we got to run from a dog. Like, we were those kids. Like, we used to do stupid stuff like that. I've seen enough to say that Hazelwood has changed, but not enough to where I think it's better. It's getting there, but there's so much more that we can do as a neighborhood and as a community. I know that the biggest problem that we have in Hazelwood is our attitude towards change and people who come from outside of Hazelwood to present change. One of my goals is to establish a community center for neighborhoods similar to the one that I grew up in. In my ideal mind, a community center will have a number of things going for itself. It will have a free clinic to provide health and dietary aids to those in the neighborhood. It will also have sort of like a farmer's market of entrepreneurs where, you know, everyone from the neighborhood will have the opportunity to come and, you know, advertise whatever skill sets they may have. You know, we'll have credit building classes, wealth building classes. Something that most community centers don't have right now, just a way to establish a more stable community that allows for people to grow and to reach out from where they think they're at and how far they can go. From being in college, I literally traveled up and down the East Coast. I joined a fraternity when I was in college and I was on the step team. And again, that's something I would have never even known about had I not left Hazelwood and gone to college. I would have never learned about fraternities. I would have never learned about being on a step team, what it is a part of being a brotherhood. I was on a championship competing step team, and we traveled up and down the East Coast. We went from Florida all the way up to New York. I've traveled out Midwest to as far as like Kentucky, and I've been out of the country. I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Dominican Republic. Ever since I got my passport, I never stopped looking for places to go. The thing that's most important is that I came from this neighborhood. I grew up around drugs. I grew up around violence. The things that a lot of people try to make that it's a cool thing. And I can assure you from firsthand experience, it's not a cool thing. It's a thing that will change you, though. I left Hazelwood. I actually left the state. And I went and I discovered a whole new world beyond Hazelwood. There's a much bigger world out there besides Pittsburgh. And I can assure you that the best thing that I ever did was leave Hazelwood. And the reason why I can say that is because when I left Hazelwood, I left with very little. I left with cousins and family members who I looked up to, who I come back home and they're not doing anything with their lives. But I left and I discovered way more outside of this place. And that's why I'm back in Hazelwood, to show the youth, to show the guys, to show them that we are much more than this neighborhood. And the best part about it is that you go into the world being from this neighborhood, but that doesn't mean you can't bring the world into this neighborhood.